Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So we have some breaking news this afternoon, and that is the House has voted to release the Epstein files, and the vote was 427-1. The one Republican who voted not to release the Epstein files was Congressman from Louisiana, Mr. Clay Higgins. You know, he's quite often been kind of a joke, and I just wonder what it is going on in his brain or what's going on in his life that would cause him to vote no on exposing information about pedophiles. Why would you vote no on that? I don't understand it. I also find it interesting that a legal expert has said that the president can just pick up the phone and have the files released. So why is there this big show going on Capitol Hill? I don't know how much this is being covered in the media, but it would seem to me that maybe this is to show that there is this overwhelming support to release the files. I'm not sure. Also, there are about 300 ICE agents that are going to be coming to New Orleans. We've got so much to talk about this afternoon. I don't know how much we're going to be able to talk about that today, but since that's not going to happen for a couple of weeks, we have more time to talk about that. Also, we're talking about the idea that it looks like Ole Miss coach Lane Kiffin is destined for LSU. And I was interested because Lane Kiffin's contract at Ole Miss goes through 2031. So we talked to our legal expert, Doug Cinceri, and the host of All Things Legal Sunday mornings here on WWL, about the contract. And he said in these big-time contracts, the contract protects Lane Kiffin at Ole Miss, but it allows Lane Kiffin to go somewhere else. And so that's interesting because I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. If Lane Kiffin's got this contract, why can he just come over? And maybe there's not even a buyout, so he can just come over. And Doug made the suggestion that if Lane Kiffin does sign with LSU, it's going to be for between $15 and $20 million a year. LSU is supposed to be a really prestigious job when it comes to coaching in college football. Certainly not the biggest of teams, but a powerhouse team and a potential, you know, a potential national champion is there. LSU has sent so many great players to the NFL that this is a coveted position. So Lane Kiffin, I think there's some pro teams that might want Lane Kiffin. There has been talk about I think Florida and Auburn. And other teams would like him as well, but it looks like if he goes anywhere, it's going to be to LSU. They sent a jet for him, and apparently the jet took him to Baton Rouge, and they spent 6 hours talking. I'm sure there were some breaks in there, but that's a long conversation. So if Lane Kiffin leaves Ole Miss, then there's talk about John Summerall, Tulane's head coach, maybe going to Ole Miss or maybe going to Auburn. And if you think about it, it's been a long time since Auburn was relevant. I mean, they haven't been relevant in many years. So it's about time that they decided, hey, you know, we're going to do something and make our team competitive again. Florida is looking for a coach, and there will be others as well. Also, John Summerall could go to Ole Miss as well. So a lot is going on. Oh, by the way, the Pelicans lost again. They lost badly. I was watching the game last night, and, you know, it's clearly not just the coach, but I still think that even though they're still losing, an interim coach is not going to come in and change the culture of the Pelicans. We need a new coach. we need a coach that's going to come in there and change the culture, change the attitude. And I hope that comes really soon. The sooner we get one, the better. And as I said yesterday, Gail Benson is so rich, I don't see why she couldn't afford just the best possible coach that is available, or maybe hire somebody away from a team. But if Ms. Benson really wants fans to show up, she's going to have to show that she's serious about the Pelicans, and that means hiring the right coach at this time. This is going to have a lot to do with whether or not fans start showing up at games. And the right coach, I think, at a few wins, can bring fans into the Smoothie King Center. Because last night, I wasn't able to make it because I had some personal things to deal with, but there were not many people there. And you know what I think they should do? I think they should get everybody. Once it's all set, you know, once maybe after halfway through the first quarter, or maybe at the end of the first quarter, get everybody to move down. Get everybody, so you fill up the lower area of the arena. And it would also give a lot of fans a chance to see the game up close in much better seats. And it would look better on television. So, you know, why not get everybody to move closer? You know, kind of like sometimes in church when a lot of people sit toward the back and they say, hey, yo, come up front. I just think it would look better. And, you know, if somebody comes along and they're late and you're in their seat, well, then you would have to move. But it just seems like there should be a general announcement to just everybody move down and just make it look a lot better for the fans. You know, another thing we could talk about this afternoon is does the firing of Willie Green and the hiring of a new coach, does that make you more likely to attend a Pelicans game? All right, a lot going on. If you have a comment about anything we're talking about, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. We're going to get to some of your texts coming up right now. Let's go to River Ridge. AJ, welcome to the show. Hello, AJ.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing today?
I'm good.
Good. Listen, I just want to comment something that Doug said earlier. Okay. He said that Ole Miss had given Lane Kiffin an ultimatum. Actually, Lane Kiffin was on the Pat McAfee show today, okay, this morning, said he was working out with the AD, and Ole Miss or the AD has never given him an ultimatum.
Okay.
So that's one aspect of it. And
you know, in Doug's defense, there may be a few stories out there, but I appreciate you. I appreciate you telling me that.
It's like 97% untrue, maybe 3% true at this point, I guess. But
AJ,
anyway,
how do you feel about Lane Kiffin as LSU's new coach if indeed that happens?
I would not like that because I'm an Ole Miss fan.
Oh, okay. So you want him to stay at Ole Miss?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's a great coach. But, you know, these things happen. I mean, people switch jobs all the time. It's no different for a head coach. Yeah. So,
but don't you think it's interesting? And that's why I had Doug on to answer the question, like, okay, wait a minute. I looked it up. Lane Kiffin has a contract with Ole Miss that goes through 2031. So what good is that contract if LSU can just hire him away?
Correct. And the only other thing that I understand about that contract is that Lane Kiffin would owe Ole Miss $4 million if he left, which is not a lot of money considering the value of the LSU contract he'd be offered.
You know, it's really kind of hard to conceive the idea that, like, well, $4 million is not a lot of money. But, yeah, I understand what you're saying. So did he talk about that on the Pat McAfee show?
Yes, he did. He actually he didn't talk about the $4 million part, but he did say that absolutely Ole Miss did not give him an ultimatum.
Okay.
So there's some moving parts everywhere. And it's my understanding that Lane Kiffin also did not go to University of Florida or to LSU, but some of his family members did.
You know, I heard there was a story out that his ex-wife was in Baton Rouge looking things over. And I guess the first thing that I thought of is, okay, they're not married. Maybe they have kids together, and maybe they want to be in the same city because of the kids, which is admirable if you can afford to do that. But I didn't understand why his ex-wife would care where he went other than that.
My understanding that his ex-wife has moved back to Oxford. They've reconciled, and I think his entire family's together for the first time. So obviously, if he is going to make a move, they're all going to make the move.
Well, that's awesome. He seems like a really cool guy. He's a good-looking guy. It seems like he's just got a really great public image, and I think he would be good for LSU. I think he's been great for Ole Miss.
Absolutely.
You know, look, they've got a chance to be in the college playoffs, and it's been a long time since Ole Miss was a team that viable.
Oh, since the 60s.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But anyway, I just wanted to, I don't want to take too much of your time, but I appreciate that.
I
just want to let you know that, and I enjoy your show. I appreciate it.
Hey, Jay, thanks for
Have a good day.
Thanks for listening. All right. Let's Bye-bye. Go to Rosa on the West Bank. Hey, Rosa.
Listen, until the Pelicans can come together, they're going to be a team. They're going to be a great team. But everybody is playing for themselves. They want to make a name and leave, and they leave us behind. They need to come together as a team, as a unit, and not as one player here and there. They're always going to lose.
Yeah. It would be nice if everybody got together, but it's not easy to make everybody see the same things the same way.
Yeah, but they have to do it because cut the paycheck. Hey, you don't play, you don't get paid.
Yeah. I hope they hire the right person. I hope it works out well.
The thing is, coach after coach, and they're going to do the same thing because they want to make their name. That's what they're trying to do.
All right. Well, Miss Rosa, I appreciate you calling the show, and I'm proud to have you listening. All right, Miss Rosa, thanks for being with us. Let's go to Steve in Covington. Hey, Steve.
How are we doing today, Coop?
I'm good.
I heard your conversations about releasing the Epstein files.
Yeah.
And it's a shame that people like myself that have been through child sexual abuse have to listen to things like this when the Archdiocese of New Orleans has had their files completely sealed by a federal judge. Why?
I don't know. Obviously, they fought to try to protect people who, in my opinion, should not be protected. And I think you would agree with that.
Oh, I totally agree with it.
Yeah.
This is incredibly hard on all of us. But at least on December 2nd, I get to stand in front of that judge and talk my mind.
Yeah. Well, Steve, how are you doing? I can only imagine what you dealt with, but how are you doing today? How have you reconciled what happened, knowing that it wasn't your fault? I hope you've gotten beyond the point that you thought it was your fault.
Oh, gosh, I'm way beyond that.
Okay.
I'm so far beyond that, you can't even imagine.
Well, good. I'll have to do that.
I do not care the shame and the guilt, because none of it was my fault.
No, it was not. It was not.
I was 12 years old for a 3-month span of being sexually abused. And that was in front of classmates.
Wow.
So, no, this is all about why are you covering up the records? I want an answer.
Yeah.
I want to know what you're covering up besides what happened to me.
It's just been such a horrible stain on the church, and it could have been so easily avoided had they just been honest. And there were people in earlier years whose goal was to protect the image of the Catholic Church over exposing pedophile priests. And it just doesn't seem like that's the right answer on any level. But yet it was. Or to move a priest who's done it somewhere else where he does it again and move again. And the stories that we've heard over the years have been appalling. Steve, I appreciate the call, and I hope you get more closure and more satisfaction when you do get a chance to appear before a judge. So good luck with you, sir.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it, Scoot.
I appreciate the call. All right, if you're on hold, stay with us. If you do have a comment you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I wrote a blog yesterday after the show. It's titled, Hey Zion, Shoot or Get Off the Pot. Shoot or Get Off the Pot. I mean, it's time. You know, you either take care of yourself and you're not so prone to injuries and you get your ass on the court and you play ball, or go somewhere else. I mean, I was very open in this blog that I wrote. It's posted on our website, WWL.com. It's also posted on Scoot on the Air Facebook. You can comment on it there, and I will read some of your comments from the Facebook post coming up. But Zion, up to this point, has been a bust. I mean, a big bust. And he certainly didn't help Willie Green in his job security. It's not Zion's fault that Willie Green was fired. There are other things going on there, but it's time for Zion to shoot or get off the pot. If you want to join us with a comment, I want to continue to talk about the Epstein files. Breaking news this afternoon, the House has voted. So now I guess this goes to the Senate. How does the Senate feel about this? How does somebody like Steve Scalise feel about this? This has got to be a dilemma for Congressman Steve Scalise. Well, no, he's in the House. So he voted for the release. But how are some of these, and that's good, how are some of these senators going to vote? I would think John Kennedy's voting yes. I would think Bill Cassidy's going to vote yes to release the files. But I don't know how everybody else feels about this. It's interesting that the president suddenly changed his mind and said, yeah, let's release the files. And while this is about politicians, I don't think this is about politics. This is about protecting pedophiles. And the public service announcements with some of these survivors of the Epstein sescapades are very compelling. The survivors today are holding pictures of themselves when they were underage being abused sexually by older men. And anybody who is against full disclosure when it comes to the Epstein files is protecting those men that had sex with underage girls. All right, you got a comment. Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Man, this was awesome. Last night, I didn't see the whole show, but I saw the end. Stephen Colbert had John Fogerty on. And at the end, John Fogerty did a bunch of songs, and this was one of them. And it was just awesome to see him singing this. I think he's wearing the same shirt that he wore back in the 60s and 70s. And he still really much, pretty much sounds the same. I mean, not hitting the highest notes, but he still sounds great. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Well, we're hoping that the truth really comes out, but the truth is out in terms of the House. The House has voted 427-1 to release the Epstein files, and I guess now it goes to the Senate, and the one vote against was Louisiana Congressman Clay Higgins. I wonder why he voted against the release of the files. All right, before we get back to your calls, we've got some texts to get to. We'll get to those as well. Let's take a quick look at Scoot's news briefs. Jenalisa Jones, a Jeffrey Epstein survivor, spoke very directly about being in the Epstein world.
I beg you, President Trump, please stop making this political. It is not about you, President Trump. You are our president. Please start acting like it. Show some class. Show some real leadership. Show that you actually care about the people other than yourself. I voted for you, but your behavior on this issue has been a national embarrassment.
This is not about politics. This is about uncovering pedophiles. Not just some weird, kooky, creepy uncle, or not some weird, creepy neighbor that wants to babysit your teenage daughter or son. This is about old, rich men paying to have sex with underage girls and somebody setting it up for them. That ain't politics. That's about life. It's about something that is just grossly inappropriate, and nobody should be against the full disclosure of any information that's available. ICE and other immigration agencies have been busy in North Carolina in what is possibly a preview of what could happen here in Louisiana.
Federal immigration authorities could expand their enforcement action in North Carolina. Raleigh Mayor Janet Cowles says federal agents could be in the city as soon as today. Cowles says in a statement she doesn't know how large the operation will be or how long it will last. Meanwhile, Customs and Border Protection agents continue operating in Charlotte following a weekend in which more than 130 people were arrested in the city. In a video Sunday, North Carolina Governor Josh Stein said the crackdown is stoking fear and dividing the community.
I know this is a stressful moment, but please stay peaceful. And if you see something wrong, record it and report it to local law enforcement.
The Department of Homeland Security has said it's focusing on North Carolina because of its so-called sanctuary policies, which limit cooperation between local authorities and immigration agents. I'm Mike Hempen.
All right, military assets are consolidating in the Caribbean, the beautiful Caribbean. But yet there's trouble in the waters. The sea is angry. And the president says he is not ruling out military action against Venezuela.
Look, he's done tremendous damage to our country, primarily because of drugs, but really because we have that problem with other countries, too. But more than any other country, the release of prisoners into our country has been a disaster. He's emptied his jails. Others have done that also. Has not been good to the United States. So we'll see what happens. At a certain period of time, I'll be talking to him.
All right. You know, you might notice that the president's voice is a little raspy. He says that he was doing a lot of shouting at stupid people from another country. Something about a trade deal, and he was shouting at them, so it kind of impacted his voice. That's the reason for that. All right. Let's go to Marrero. Nick, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoop.
Hey, Nick.
Hey, listen, I just got off of work, so I don't know what y'all been talking about, but before the Epstein files go, seems to me that if you don't want to vote to release those files, you're either protecting yourself or someone else.
Yeah.
So get off, you know, just do the right thing. Now, about Gail Benson, okay? I've been a Fans and Pelicans, Saints and Pelicans fans forever, and I have tickets. Whole ticket for them, but if we want to give Miss Gail the message, you know, number one, don't renew your season tickets, and number two, don't show up to the games. Further on the pocketbook, man, no matter how rich you are, you still got bills to pay and such. So, you know, let the fans speak out, man, because it's ridiculous. It really is, okay? That's all I have to say. I'll listen to your show.
Nick, I appreciate that. Look, fans have a right to criticize. I mean, that's in the Bill of Rights of fans. You have the right to criticize. Now, I mean, the criticism should be legitimate, but when the Saints were performing the way they were performing and when the Pelicans have been performing the way they have been performing, it's the rights of fans to be critical. And this goes not just for the fans here, but this goes for fans in every area of sports. It's okay. This is part of the sport. And, you know, anybody in the business of professional sports, you know, or even college sports for that matter, anybody in that business, if they can't take criticism, they shouldn't be in that business. Nobody forces you to be in that business, but if that's a choice of yours, you can criticize the criticism, but fans have a right to criticize. And I have talked about for a long time the need to change coaches with the Pelicans, and that finally did happen. I'm happy that happened. And I do believe that Gail Benson needs to spend the money that is needed, whatever it takes, to get a top-quality coach. I mean, she has the money. And fans in New Orleans deserve a top-quality coach. I mean, don't act like, you know, you're just, well, we just want to get some fans in the stands. And, you know, we've got this franchise, but, you know, we really got the Saints. You know, you can't act like the Pelicans are a stepchild to the Saints, because if you do, fans are not going to show up. They're never going to show up. But if you act like the Pelicans are priority, if you act like this really matters, then fans are going to show up. And again, I think it would be a good idea, especially in terms of just the perception of things, that if, you know, at the end of the first quarter, I mean, maybe sooner, but let's just say at the end of the first quarter, that if there are some empty seats lower, that these other fans that are up higher, even in the upper deck. When I went the other night, I bought tickets for the upper deck, but I moved down and I was, you know, really, really had really good seats, you know, kind of close to the court. And so if the fans moved down and just filled up that lower area, it would just give a better presentation. Plus, it would be louder for the team. And the team wouldn't get this impression that the fans don't care. Because the people who are there really do care. And like I said, you know, I even purchased Pelicans merchandise. So that makes me all in. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. And when we come back, we're going to get to some of your text messages. So you have heard that the ICE agents are coming to New Orleans looking for illegal immigrants. My question is, do they really have to pull younger kids out of classrooms? Do they have to go for settings like that? It gets a lot of attention, and maybe that's what they want, but I don't think that attention is worth the damage that it does to these kids. If they're illegal and they need to be removed, that's one thing, but do you have to do it in that grandiose style to get the publicity? I don't think so. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
WWL. All right, good afternoon. Yeah, a little warmer than it should be on November the 18th, but, you know, what the hell? The weather's not bad. It's going to get colder at some point. Coming up, I'm going to share with you some of the comments on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page about the blog that I wrote titled, Hey Zion, Shoot or Get Off the Pot. Right now, let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Here's a text message that says, genuine question, is it possible for anyone to have the Epstein files altered?
Yeah, I would say yes.
Well, while they're at DOJ, it is physically possible. But here's the catch. That would be like faking the moon landing or like trying to rig an entire season of NFL games. Is it physically possible? Yes. Is it possible to do that without everybody knowing about it? No. It's so there are so many redundant layers, sort of fail safes in the DOJ, in the FBI, their Sentinel system where they keep all this stuff, all the grand jury testimony, all the criminal files, all that sort of stuff is all in the Sentinel program. And you cannot so much as sneeze at something in that program without triggering a million different warnings all over the place in different parts of the FBI, the OIG. There would be a massive amount of people that would be immediately alerted if you went in and, say, replaced Donald Trump's name with Donald Duck. Like, everybody would know immediately that you would do that. It is physically possible. It is practically, legally suicidal. Like, for somebody to do that, I mean, just walk into a federal prison. You spare everybody the trouble. Yeah. The amount of trouble that you will get in for that, that everybody in your office, everybody in your organization will get in for that. I mean, wow.
That's good to know. I mean, that's encouraging. So it doesn't appear as if there would be people alerted who would be honest about the president and not just be on his side and go along with the changes. Some of the people who would be alerted would not be pro-president.
I think it would be impossible to kill it. You know, it's like, is Pam Bondi going to find out about somebody making an adjustment in there that wasn't approved? Yes.
Yeah, but she's not going to care.
But so are a ton of other people that are not sycophants, that are at all levels of the FBI and the DOJ, that would immediately go to the press and become heroes. They'd be the Paul Revere of 2025.
So the people alerted, if somebody did try to change something, the people alerted would not all be pro-president. They would have an incentive to let the press know.
It would be impossible to keep it a secret.
Okay,
I'm glad to hear that. The moon landing. You know, it's like, is it technically possible that we could have done that? Hell yeah, it's possible that we could have done that. But it would have taken, you know, keeping tens of thousands of people quiet for 60 years, 70 years, whatever it's been. You know, it's just, it's crazy to think that. Here's a text that says, hey, let's get the terminology right. This is not old men having sex with young girls. It is old men raping young girls.
Yeah, that is true.
Let's not make it sound like it's consensual. Yeah, even if it was consensual, if she was younger than 18, it is called statutory rape.
Yeah, I get that. And I can change the verbiage. Look, I'm going to slip up sometimes and say, you know, I mean, I guess I word it that way because in my mind, it is just as horrific to say it in these terms. Older men having sex with underage girls. I don't mean to imply consent. What I mean to imply is something that is just absolutely horrific. And so that's why I have worded it that way, but I understand the point.
Here's a text that says, I would have loved to see how many Republicans would have voted for the release if Taco Trump had not given them permission. Probably Clay Higgins plus dozens of other Republicans. I am somewhat skeptical about Taco Trump's approval of the release. I am sure that there will be a surprise before the release. Trump may claim there is an ongoing investigation and cannot release all the files. I don't trust this administration with the integrity of the files to be released. The files may have been altered. Cheating or lies is his fallback position.
Yeah, I have to say that, I'm a bit suspicious at this sudden turnaround. I mean, there's just so much evidence that the Justice Department did try to block the files being released. And then suddenly, just like overnight, all of a sudden, yes, release the files. That makes me uncomfortable for whatever reason.
Here's a text that says, I hope the House vote is an indication about how the Senate will vote. I believe that Trump hopes that the Senate will vote against releasing the files.
Yeah, I think quite often things are done with the idea that that one house is going to approve it, and knowing, just pushing that the vote take place, knowing that the other chamber is going to vote no.
You're exactly right. That's what happened with the continuing resolution. And people kind of jumped at me when I said Republicans are responsible for this in a way, because the bill that the House sent to the Senate, they knew would not pass. It was the House Freedom Caucus that designed it that way. And they got their way, that the House capitulated to the most far right members and sent a bill to the Senate that they knew Senate Democrats were going to filibuster because they thought it'd be politically, optically advantageous for them to do that.
Because they want to be able to say, we push for this to happen, knowing that it would not happen, knowing that it would get by one chamber of Congress, but not the other chamber. All right. If you want to join us, well, let's see. Do we have time for a quick? No, we don't. Okay, I'm being told no, we don't. We have to get to break. All right.
It's just math, man.
If you're on hold, I don't like math. If you're on hold, hang on.
It's my job to like the math. Don't you worry about it.
You can do it, so I don't have to. All right, the math has been done. I got to get to a break here. If you're on hold, hang on, because we will get to your calls, and we've got a lot more to talk about. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1991, YouTube released their seventh album, Octoon Baby. Spit on that thing. One of the great songs from that album was this song. One. Love it. Okay, if you're on hold, just hang on. I promise we're going to get to all of your calls, and we'll even have more text coming up. And some of your comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page regarding the blog that I wrote, Hey Zion, Shoot or Get Off the Pot. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2017, AC/DC founder and guitarist Malcolm Young passed away at the age of 64 after suffering from dementia. That's young, 64, young to die. All right, coming up, the best cities for sports fans in the U.S., and also we'll continue the conversation about the House voting to release the Epstein files. And now that Willie Green has been fired for the Pelicans, are you more likely to attend a game? And we've also been talking about Lane Kiffin possibly being LSU's new coach. I'm Scoot. We've got a lot to go, still to go, so stay with us on WWL.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.